Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We're already at the last day of 2018, and what a year 2018 has been. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, it's hard to believe that a year is almost here and gone, and before you know it, we're going to be in 2019. You know, it's always good at this time of the year to look back at what has happened and what could have happened, almost like a back-to-the-future kind of scene, these alternative tangents. If you make this one decision, it goes one way. If you make another decision, it goes another way. One of the big things that's happened, of course, we have had many cases and won many cases, and we'll talk about them, but we have a brand new justice on the United States Supreme Court, Justice Brett Kavanaugh. We began this year with Anthony Kennedy at the High Court. We began this year with two cases that could have gone terribly the other way. One is the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, and the other is the California crisis pregnancy cases. Both of them came out the same way, the right side of the Constitution. And on top of that, Anthony Kennedy, on the last week of June, announced his retirement. And that seat has now been filled by Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, that was a good week. I remember I was in Chicago, and as soon as Justice Kennedy announced his resignation, it was right on the heels of those tremendous decisions. And in the past, we haven't always been real happy about Justice Kennedy's decisions, but on these particular cases, he even sided with the originalists on the court, which he was just kind of all over the board, and he made the right decisions, and so he kind of went out and with in the bad graces of the leftists who want to have judicial activism. He wasn't their true judicial activist that he had shown to be in the past, particularly on abortion.
Yeah. Yeah, he came out on the right side and on a high note. He ended his career on a high note. The very first Monday of June, I was in the Supreme Court, and it was on that day that he announced the decision in Masterpiece Cake Shop. I was holding my breath because he was the one making the announcement of the decision. To me, that was concerning because he's been the one who is the most pro-LGBT writer on the court. And in fact, what happened is that case ultimately came out the right way. They sided with religious freedom of Jack Phillips, who ultimately refused to use his artistic talent to promote a same-sex ceremony by creating a special cake that would celebrate same-sex ceremonies. And it came out on the right way. That was the beginning of June, Matt, the very first Monday of June. And then the last week, it was amazing because it started off with the crisis pregnancy center cases. And in that particular case, it was an incredible victory as well. In that case, what happened is 5-4, they ruled in favor of the crisis pregnancy centers and against California that sought to force them, and our clients were part of that, to promote abortion. And Kennedy wrote a separate concurring opinion that was solid and strong in this decision. It was 5-4. And then that same week, Kennedy announced he's retiring. It was a good June in 2018.
It was. And in that particular decision, Matt, and you can explain this better, but there was a gem in that decision that actually goes to the issue of so-called, governments have started, municipalities and state governments have started trying to create some kind of false differentiation between free speech and personal speech and professional speech. And this goes to the issues of these bans on the liberty of people to seek counseling, to find out about their unwanted same-sex attractions. What was the gem?
Yeah,
I'm talking
on
about?
Pages 7 and all the way over through 9 and 10, even though that particular set of cases was not before the Supreme Court. The issue of whether there was some new category of speech that had less protection than pure speech was before the court. Because in California, we argued a case regarding change counsel. The California court and then the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals went the wrong way. They created a brand new category of speech called professional speech. And because they made a new category, they said, well, that's not entitled to the same level of protection as pure speech or speech that's not coming from a licensed professional. And that then ultimately set a trend for these laws to pass across the country. The Second Court of Appeals out of New Jersey that governs that state followed California's lead and adopted this professional category of speech. And we argued that there is no such thing. There is no such separate category. Supreme Court's never recognized that. Well, in the Crisis Pregnancy Center case, we have clients in that case as well, three Crisis Pregnancy Centers. They thought they got away with it on the Change Counsel case. Let's get away with it again. Oh, these are professionals. Therefore, they're not entitled to the same level of speech. Well, you know what? The Supreme Court rejected it, and they cited our two previous cases on the Change Counsel. I was never so happy to have our cases overruled because now we can go back, and we are going back to reopen those cases, and we're litigating in other cases around the country to stop and overturn and undo these laws that say counselors cannot provide, nor can clients receive any counsel regarding their unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or identity. The only counsel they can receive is contrary to that which they want to hear. The only counsel they can receive is you need to change your religious value system, and you just need to accept your unwanted attractions, behavior, and gender confusion.
And that bodes very well for the future of change talk therapy and for for patients to seek with counselors and to avoid government interference on their counseling goals. Now, Matt, when Justice Kennedy retired, President Trump nominated one of Justice Kennedy's former clerks in Brett Kavanaugh, and this was one of the most disgraceful and historic confirmation processes that we've ever seen in history.
Yeah, it has been, and it was a vicious attack to destroy this man. We were very involved in it, and Peggy Kneeneighbor, our Vice President of Faith and Liberty, our missionary ministry outreach to the nation's capital, was very involved. Involving not only working with legislators, but praying for the Kavanaugh family, for the senators involved. As a result, the nomination, was successful. Peggy was invited by the administration to the White House when he was sworn in on national television, and she was recognized as one of the top 10 people in the country in having a significant impact on this nomination process. He's on the court now. Kennedy's gone. And I can tell you what, I'm very excited about the future to take abortion cases back to the Supreme Court without Kennedy there because he was the problematic vote. And then also taking cases back on the issue of same-sex marriage and religious freedom and church and state issues and so forth. All of that opens up a big opportunity for us in 2019 and beyond.
And of course, now Justice Kavanaugh continues to be fully exonerated, as President Trump said. He's not guilty of these charges. And now we see the accusers falling like dominoes. Now another accuser has come out and admitted she made the whole thing up in order to try to influence the decision and try to keep him off the court. There have now been two or three admissions of lying. And so as far as most people are concerned, this was a hit job. It was a character assassination. It was disgraceful. It failed. And Justice Kavanaugh has been exonerated.
And that is a huge difference on the United States Supreme Court. So we're continuing to be involved in the high court and all over the country. Also, a brand new ministry, Faith and Liberty, used to be called Faith in Action. Now it's Faith and Liberty, has joined our ministry team in the nation's capital. We are excited about this new ministry becoming part of the Liberty Council family of ministries. I encourage you to get involved. This is the last day of the year. Every contribution to Liberty Council up until midnight your time, if you make it, for example, on online credit card, you can be in your time zone wherever you are. by midnight, every contribution will be doubled or postmarked today, December 31, if you put it in the mail. So stand with us. This is a critical, important time as we wrap up the year and prepare for the new year, because there are certainly challenges ahead. You can go to lc.org, lc.org, to make an online contribution. You can call us today, or you can mail your contribution to Liberty Council. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.